It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle, and once again, a very good Sunday evening to you, friends. This is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you the wonderful sounds of music from different parts of Africa, both traditional and popular songs and dance music, all on recordings prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. This is the first edition of our program this evening, and we're glad to have you with us and hope you'll stay and simply enjoy the music. From Senegal, here's Baba Mal with one of the tracks from a recent album, Hamadi Boiro.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa. This music comes from the Senegal area. It's a sound, it's a music of West Africa. Listen to the rhythm, listen to the singer. Are you listening? Well, it's a one called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. When you hear the Yele, you might say, eh, eh. Listen how the Yele sound a lot like reggae. You know some connection must have been there. Baba Mal. African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Senegal is a country in West Africa, between the Gambia and Mauritania. In the past it was used by the slave trader, buy and sell people like a second-hand car. From Gore Island near to Dakar, millions of blacks sent from Africa, whole heap of them sent to America. Some of the ones they couldn't manage them sent to Jamaica. Now listen how the music have a reggae flavor. A something Bob Marley would be prouder. And if you're looking at the facts of Senegal, sister, could have been my great great grandmother. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Here's a little Senegal information. Dakar is the capital of the nation. Population around 7 million, about the size of England plus Scotland. 1658 colonization. Colonization by the Frenchman. 1960 independence come. 300 years of revolution. Whether you're born in Jamaica or England, whether you're born in America or you're African, could be a Japanese or an Australian. Everybody happy rock to the Yele pattern. Original African, this is Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Yele.
Remember, this is The Sound of Africa from Senegal by superstar Baba Mal, and this is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America. My friends, we're broadcasting to Africa and to all of you in other parts of the world who enjoy listening to Music Time in Africa. And if this is the first time you're tuning to our station, an extra big welcome to you. We're broadcasting from our studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here in the USA. We're on shortwave, and in West and Central Africa, you can also find us on 1530 kilohertz medium wave and on 909 kilohertz on medium wave in Southern Africa. The shortwave and medium wave frequencies are listed in the current program schedule. The schedule shows all of our special programs in English for Africa with the exact times and frequencies for easy listening. We recommend that you don't miss Daybreak Africa. That's our live breakfast show with emphasis on African and global news, information, sports, and of course, good music. Nightline Africa, heard in the evenings on the weekends, always has a comprehensive newscast. And the program, Africa World Tonight, is broadcast Mondays through Fridays with the best in news from Africa and from around the world. Voices of Africa is also broadcast in the evenings on the weekends, and it features in-depth interviews with African newsmakers. And there's still more, friends. Don't forget about Barry Maughan's Upbeat Sports Journal and my other program, The World of Music, featuring popular and, well, shall we say, the best in music from all over the world, heard Mondays through Fridays. And finally, this show, of course, Music Time in Africa, is broadcast in two separate editions each Sunday at 1730 UTC and 1930 UTC with the best in African music. Here's our address for requesting a program schedule and for corresponding with us. First, our regular address here in the USA, simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, and that's here in Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 in the USA. I'll repeat that for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 here in the USA. Now, that was our regular address in America, but I recommend this alternate address. It should be easier and definitely less expensive for you. And here's the address. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Let me repeat that address for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your regular weekly guide into the world of African music with recordings of traditional and popular music, especially selected for us by my colleague Leo Sarkeesian. He's your VOA music man for Africa. And it's with this program, Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America, that Leo challenges all of us to look again at tradition, customs, and moral values, and the musical heritage passed down from generation to generation. And most important is the challenge of how to maintain traditional values, identity, and roots in the midst of all the dynamic, fast-paced social changes taking place today in this small world of ours. Leo and I hope our programs help make a contribution in this direction, helping us to remember those great artists of the past, and especially those active today, making their marks in the history of arts and music making in Africa. That's what we're all about, friends. And now, here's Leo.
Thank you, Rita. Well, we're definitely going to have a variety of music styles and musical instruments in this evening's program. I'm going to begin with a recording Radio Zanzibar gave me during one of my visits to that island some years ago. It features the music and voice of Aisha Simai, a very popular singer of Taarab music in Zanzibar and Tanzania during the late 70s. Here she's accompanied by a large orchestra with oud, the 12-string Arabic lute, the 74-string kanun, violins, bass, and a chorus of male and female voices. Aisha Simai. That was Aisha Simai of Zanzibar, a popular singer of Tarab music accompanied by a Tarab orchestra. This next recording is from Nigeria and a very good example of a music style called Dundun Shekere. Dundun, of course, is the name of the wonderful two-headed pressure drum, and the accompanying large gourd rattles are called Shekere. This group is led by one of the popular Yoruba singers during the 70s in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. pape ire ni temi ire oloruko meji ire ni renje e pa no pape ire ni temi e pa no pape ire ni temi ire oloruko meji ire ni renje e pa no pape ire ni temi Akiboku baba loke
lae
Akiboku baba loke
lae
Achodun modun achoshu mosu
nitiwa
Achodun modun achoshu mosu
nitiwa
Odila modun keriwa o
amini
Odila modun keriwa o
amini
Eta kasori majority
oya
Eta kasori majority
oya
pẹdu opo
kamari
omo yin ku pẹdu opo
kamari
ire ohun wo pẹdu ayo
la nfe
ire ohun wo pẹdu ayo
la nfe
ire aikun ba le oro
aseni
ire aikun ba le oro
aseni
gbo arufo ti abatiru
ni kaife
gbo arufo ti abatiru
ni kaife
epo ki je pẹdu mi esami
pẹlu awa oni je ni le lajo debi ki bi ti abati wa o I orun pe o ti wa oni ja
epo ki je pẹlu omi esami npo
epo ki je
pẹlu omi
awa oni je ni le lajo debi ki bi ti abati wa o iyorun pe ti wa oni ja
ase ayara bi ase adupe ayara bi ko si un to yo de bi ko
emi o ma un to yo mo agbe bi ko legbe wa pe Jesu loko
ko si un to yo de bi ko pe ni wale
emi o ma un to yo mo agbe bi ko legbe wa pe Jesu loko
ogbon le ye ri me tabi eko
won la keke pelu alapon legbe
ogbon le ye ri me tabi yako
won la kete pelu alakolepe ija eja oje loko e ki esara
werepe o ma ni gbagbere rara
lakomeru kaya ewure tunrase lakomeru kaya ewure tunrase o agutan asugo lo le ti won ba gbe fun ore
ti won ba gbe fun
agutan asugo lo le ti won ba gbe fun ore
aga lo le
aja
barute
agutan asugo lo le ti won ba gbe fun
bi pepe lo n mo pe lori
agutan asugo lo le ti won ba gbe fun ore
tabe ugbo mi
la kome rukaya ewure turase pa kome rukaya ewure turase o agutan asugo lo le ti won ba gbe fun ore
there are cultures that do not change as rapidly or radically as others, and they have elements of tradition that persist through time. Musical history must be regarded as a record of continuity through time. I know that it is often difficult to understand different musical traditions because people in various countries differ so much in customs, beliefs, the shades of color of their skins, their languages, music and general ways of living. Language especially plays such an important part in any real understanding of a music tradition. There is a wealth of authentic traditional melodies, and I'd like to reassure you that we enjoy sharing all this music with you. Here now is a recording of the Chewa people in Malawi. This is from a small village called Chadza, not too far from the capital, Lilongwe. That was music of the Chewa in Malawi. Here is another old recording of traditional folk dance music of the Chewa. In this recording, the accompanying music is played on gourd horns called Malipenga.
Thank you.
You've been listening to your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, with music from Tanzania, Nigeria, and Malawi. And a reminder that this is today's first edition of Music Time in Africa, and that our second edition, later this evening, is broadcast 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. And we'll have popular music for you by some of today's and yesterday's best pop artists from different parts of Africa. So I recommend that you just stay right there by your radio. Right now, from Ethiopia, a wonderful blend of melody and rhythm which is unique to Ethiopian music. The artist is lead vocalist Nestinet Melese. In this recording, she's accompanied by the famous Walius Band, led by the equally famous Johannes Tekola. Music and voice of Ethiopia's Nestinet Melese, accompanied by the Walius Band. And that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa, but I'll be right back here in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C., here in the USA, in exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, with our second edition of African pop music. So stay with us. Following immediately is a report of the latest world news. This is Rita Rochelle. For VOA's Africa service, saying so long for now, and my love to all of you.